Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We now have this Russian prisoner swap. To my knowledge, from what I'm seeing online, social media, and with Fox News on television right now, still not sure what exactly Russia is getting on their receiving end, but American Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan released from their imprisonment in Russia as part of this prisoner swap deal. That, according to sources familiar with the matter, the pair were freed after days of intense speculation. I'm reading this from the Daily Beast. Intense speculation that Russian President Vladimir Putin was preparing to free high-profile prisoners, though at that time it remained unclear exactly who would be freed and who the Kremlin would want in return. I have not seen who they get in return. I feel like we're breaking news with like a football trade here. But Mary, have you seen anything as to who Russia is receiving and your thoughts and reaction to what America is getting back in return?
Yeah, so this is odd to me. So they cut a deal with Al-Qaeda to release three September 11th terror attack terrorists.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure what Russia has to do with this. Why are we getting two Russian prisoners back?
Okay.
Two people being held by Russia. So why are we getting them back? We're talking Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is now not going to get the death penalty.
Yeah, I saw that, which is ridiculous.
And the defendants being released are accused of providing training, financial support, and other assistance to the 19 terrorists who hijacked the planes that killed nearly 3,000 Americans.
So are these two being lumped together? Because I thought these were just two separate stories. Or are you seeing something where this is...
I'm very confused as to what's happening.
Well, the release of Gershkovich comes the month after he was just sentenced to 16 years in a maximum security penal colony after he was convicted on espionage charges. He was arrested by Russia's FSB Secret Security Service in March of 2023. And I remember when... we had the first prisoner swap where Russia got back the Russian arms dealer. I forget what his nickname was. What was he? The Angel of Death?
Angel of Death.
The Angel of Death. And we get back WNBA superstar Brittany Griner, and everybody was, you know, obviously talking identity politics. Well, it's Kamala Harris, it's Joe Biden. If Brittany Griner was not an African-American female lesbian basketball player, would this be the case? What about Paul Whelan? He's a veteran, the whole bit. He's sitting over there rotting in a Russian prison cell, which... completely valid points. And again, when I said when the Griner thing happened, I said, look, I'm first and foremost, I'm glad she's back. But, you know, as an athlete, you need to know the conditions of the road game when you travel. And yeah, it was marijuana and it was contraband. And who cares? It's not a big deal. But over there, like, they take that stuff very, very seriously. So you got to be aware of your situation and your surroundings. But I'm wondering, so okay, what's the end game here?
Okay,
right.
So first of all, not to interrupt you. I'm sorry,
no,
I don't mean to be Sandra Smith. I have the answer for you.
Okay.
So according to the state-run outlet TASS in Russia, They say they verified that Russian prisoners in the U.S. had been removed from the FBI electronic database, which suggested a prisoner swap had occurred. The four prisoners in question were Alexandra Vinnik, Vladislav Klushin, Konashenko, and Marchenko. I'm better with the last names than the first ones. Vinnik had pleaded guilty earlier this year to conspiracy to commit money laundering related to his role in operating a cryptocurrency exchange. Klushin was sentenced to 9 years for his role in a $93 million hack to trade scheme. Konashenko was arrested after being caught smuggling U.S.-made technologies and ammunition into Russia. And Marchenko was sentenced to 3 years in prison for illicitly procuring large quantities of U.S.-made military-grade microelectronics for Russian entities. So that's the Gershkovitz part of... Gershkovitz and Paul Whelan. That's mm-hmm. what that swap is. Now, okay. The other one, I don't know why these people are being swapped. Like, I don't understand. They've agreed to a plea deal with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was the mastermind of the September 11th attacks.
Yep.
And there are three other guys now who are... Also, I don't know if they're being freed or if they're... So these are two separate things now mm-hmm. from what I can tell. This is breaking, so give me a hot second. I'll
yeah.
come on it.
And this feels like a lot of PR spin and trying to get good press if you're the Biden administration, because a lot of Americans felt like Paul Whelan was left behind and left to basically rot. Same thing with Evan Gershkovitz of the Wall Street Journal. And now you get this trade, which, again, I want to know what Russia's receiving, because much like you never want to see these Russian arm dealers, these savage killers let go. And much to the same thing when you talk about the 9/11 hijackers, you've got one guy who's spared the death penalty. And think about what we were just talking about in the last 2 hours when it pertains to Kamala Harris and the state of Michigan and the big Muslim community. Is this more of the pandering again? Because how this guy, and I'm talking about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, how that guy can be spared the death penalty when you are the mastermind of 9/11? Right. I mean, you want to talk. I mean, the New York Post has a front page cover today. Atrocity of justice. 9/11 mastermind spared death penalty in shocking plea deal. He deserves hell. And it's in red letters, H-E-L-L. So I don't think that one of these for sure is going to go over well here from a PR standpoint with the majority of Americans in this country. The other side, I think when you look at the Russia trade, I think it's going to be sit back and wait and see what exactly we gave to Russia. Because everybody, and rightfully so, lost their collective minds when you basically traded a stone-cold killer for a celebrity basketball player.
Exactly. So, okay, the three prisoners, the three 9/11 or four 9/11 guys, okay, they agreed to plead guilty in exchange for life in prison rather than a death penalty trial. I don't know. I'm thinking, does it matter?
Yeah.
I mean, why? Like, why? Do we care if they plead guilty or not? We know you're guilty.
Right.
So why? Why do we do that?
Yeah.
We're not going to put him in death anyway. Who are we kidding?
Yeah. It's a good point.
So I don't understand that at all. So that just happened to break at the same time. So that's why it was very, very confusing. Now, I want to just everything that you're talking about, everything that you're saying about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and we traded. What Russia does is they're just going to take more Americans who happen to be in Russia who are legit reporters or legit tourists or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
And they're just going to throw them in prison saying they were spying. And they do this in order to get their actual real criminal citizens mm-hmm. back, because yep. they've done the work that they were supposed to do. They gave them American intel, American technology, and we're going to send them back in order to get our citizens back who were wrongly accused. So it's a mm-hmm. game, and we continue to play it for some unknown reason.
Yes, indeed.
But you know who we let go and we released back into the U.S.? Do you remember the two the Jordanians in the country illegally who were charged with trying to breach Quantico?
No, refresh my memory because I don't recall that.
These two guys tried to cross. They crossed into the country illegally. It's separately. One's 32, one's 28. One overstayed his student visa. The other one crossed in illegally. And within days of crossing in illegally, just happened to meet up with this other guy who's also Jordanian, also in the country illegally. And within a couple of weeks, the two of them are trying to get into Quantico.
Okay.
And they got caught.
I mean, I recall we had the story about a month, maybe 2 months ago, where there were eight ISIS individuals that were found coming through the southern border, and they were discovered in Philadelphia, New York, and Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, no. This was in May.
Okay.
Okay. So, now here is a student who overstayed his visa and some guy who comes into the country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
They were arrested. They managed to pay their bond. Their bond for their ICE cases, $15,000 for one and $10,000 for the other. Huh. Where do they get that kind of money?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you know what we did? And the Justice Department, the prosecution was okay with this. The federal prosecutors were okay with this. They wound up being charged with misdemeanor trespassing on military property. They appeared before a judge for the first time in July. They were ordered released on the conditions that they show up for court for their immigration proceedings and they have to promise to stay away from Quantico and any other military bases. This is what's happening. So look at the people that not only are we releasing because we're playing this game with Russia, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take any of it. We don't take our safety in this country and our security in this country safely at all.
No.
At all.
Not on the global stage, not at the southern border. And certainly since July 13th, we have legit serious concerns and doubts about the Secret Service and their ability. Forget protecting you and I and the taxpayer citizens. They can't even protect the former president and the presumptive polling leader from being assassinated on a farm in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. With all due respect to Butler, Pennsylvania, not necessarily a thriving metropolis with buildings and high rises and, you know, towers and things like that, which, you know, if you think about that, and everything comes full circle back to the big take, and maybe we could play the video again in just a second. If you are, especially now with what's going on here with Russia, with these 9/11 hijackers, and that story you just mentioned about people coming into this country illegally, if the Trump administration and the Trump campaign are sitting back today and looking at the headlines of his, you know, quote, attack against Kamala Harris with her race and things like that, now's the time to really hammer home security and safety in this country. And let me just ask you this, because I know we've seen this in the past. If you're the Trump administration, do you get Lake and Riley's parents to make an ad on the safety of Americans when it pertains to the border? Because I mentioned earlier, and I've said this for days on this show, Democrats are great at storytelling, narratives, and getting people in their feelings. If you're the Trump administration, do you forget going after Kamala with her sound bites and what she said versus what the media is trying to whitewash and walk back? Do you get those individuals, and beyond just Lake and Riley, but that's the one that gained the most attention throughout this country, do you get the people, the loved ones, the relatives, the family members, and the friends to voice and be in a campaign ad to do a great storytelling, almost like a miniature campaign? Would that make sense in your opinion?
So two things. The first thing you were talking about earlier, and then I'll get... So the first thing is, you talk about safety and security in this country and, you know, who we're letting go. They felt that those two illegal Palestinians who somehow came up between the two of them with $25,000 to pay their bail, we let them out. The Justice Department said, yeah, you know, we'll just let him out on parole. That's fine. But they want to put Trump in jail because he's such a threat.
Yeah.
Right? So Trump's the threat. He has to go to jail. But, you know, the Palestinians who were trying to get into Quantico, they didn't stop when they were told. They were in a box truck. You know, they went through the entrance, yeah, et cetera, and they got hit by the spike strips. That's how they got them.
And you said they got hit with misdemeanors, right?
Misdemeanors. Yeah. Misdemeanor trespassing. That's less than the people on January 6th got. Just want that noted.
Yep.
We're going to let them go. We didn't deport them, but we have to put Trump in jail.
Mm-hmm.
As for your idea about the illegals and the loved ones, I have, it's funny because I've said this the other day. So are you listening to me?
Maybe. You never know, Mary. It's a global world. I can peek in and listen to any podcast I want at any time, and you have no idea about it.
No, I was on. It was another radio station.
Okay.
What I think Trump should do, I think would be brilliant, is hold a rally with all of the loved ones from people who have died of fentanyl that's been brought across our border.
Yep.
And people who have been killed, raped, assaulted, in some way been the victim of a crime of people who are in the country illegally, because he can fill a stadium with that.
Mm-hmm.
He can easily fill a large venue, and man, the visual of that, I think, is so powerful. It's so much more powerful than a commercial that someone's going to turn the TV off, scroll by, or leave the room.
Mm-hmm. You're so right, because he can, we know, I mean, he got 55,000 people in Butler, PA. I mean, the population of Butler, PA is only 29,000. I kid, I don't know what it is. But the point being, I mean, he could fill up a football stadium, 65, 70,000 individuals, and you don't even need to have those people that were directly affected by open border policies under Kamala Harris in the stands. You can just line them up on the stage in folding chairs behind you like he did. And you know what he was really good at that RNC when they had the firefighter jacket for comparator and they had things like that? Use props. Do what the Democrats do, but do it better. And I think that would really work.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that visual is just so big. They're like, oh, Megan Thee Stallion, who was profane at best. She's the one who filled up that venue for Kamala Harris. We all know that. But these are loved ones of people who have been killed by the Biden-Harris policies. Hanging on her.
Yep. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. I do want to get to this other story. We're not going to have time because we've got our movie clip coming up in just about a minute. But I do want to get to Donna Kelsey because, well, let me ask you this first of all. Have you watched any of the Olympics, or did you even see the Olympic ceremony that a lot of people were offended by?
It's on late.
Okay.
Right? Again, and I was doing.
Well, they mocked the Last Supper, and
I saw all that. Okay. I saw that with the like pregnant Papa Smurf that came out from the cloche that was on the table. That guy. Yeah, I saw that. I love that the River Seine is too dirty for people to swim in, so
disgusting.
They can't do the triathlon.
France is just a disgusting, disgusting country.
Stalker, tell me how you really feel about the French.
Disgusting humans. just horrible.
I have a
horrible
place. Sky News hosts went off on the French. It was hilarious. I don't know if you guys saw that or played that.
No.
I can send it to you. It's hilarious. So I did not watch it, but I did watch, I watched Simone Biles. I watched some of the gymnasts on replay, just on clips online. And that guy, Steven, the guy who looks like Clark Kent, that guy. He's awesome. Someone posted, this guy just sits there for 2 hours and doesn't move. He whips off his glasses. Like he's activated like a sleeper cell, a sleeper agent, whips his glasses off and is just like, does his thing and walks away. It's great. It was great.
We got to get to some of the pushback from that because a lot of people not happy with it. It'll be interesting to see what the ratings look like in light of this.
They went up. So it started at 29 million, which we know is not it's a lot of people, but it's not a great rating. And then I think day one of it, I think there was like 34 million. Still not a great number, but it is going up.
All right.
People are, I assume, interested in
it. We'll get to that. I want to get to what Donna Kelsey had to say in regards to the people pushing back that were outraged by the opening ceremony. We'll get to that. We'll get to the cut sheet part due.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Everybody's going to the sporting events. Jack's going to the Eagles. Stocker was at the Phillies game yesterday. Phil goes to Yankee games. I'm just sitting out in Bluebell in my reclining chair, watching Fox News, sipping on a gin and tonic like Pop used to. They never hook up the horse, do they?
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's unbelievable. All right, 9:29.
I don't have enough coffee in me for this.
Well,
I'm on cup three, by the way.
You're going to be out at the Phillies game for Pal Night.
I am. I plan. I don't know how many at bats I'm going to get, but I plan on going two for two at least.
So they're going to let you bat on, the big boys?
Well, they're going to let me swing a wooden bat.
It's all for the police athletic league. So,
that's right.
That's really fun.
Yeah, Nick will be out there playing. Yeah. And
Greg, why aren't you doing it?
I'm injured.
But you don't have to run. Can't they get a designated runner?
I'm injured. I can't. I'm...
Just,
I,
Look, help me understand this.
I thought the ankle was better by now, Mr. Stocker. You missed the bike ride. Now you can't play baseball for a good cause.
Help me understand this.
You don't hit the ball with your ankle unless you're really bad.
I know. I just can't.
We can give you the proverbial half day off. You can be DH.
Look, I'm the straw that stirs the drink here. Okay, so I can't be. I can't take.
I'm the straw. Straws are illegal, aren't they?
That's true. It's true. And not New Jersey. If it was New Jersey, I'd be paper.
I don't know. The straw that we saw in that video from the libs of TikTok in the country the first time around, that was the biggest straw I've ever seen.
So I can tell you now, in New Jersey, you get straws that are biodegradable.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. And they're not like that paper that just falls apart. They're not like that.
I hate the paper straw, by the way.
Just ridiculous.
Awful.
I flash back to when I was a kid, and your parents used to give you that for the chocolate milk, remember?
Yeah.
A restaurant would give it to you, and it'd fall apart, and you're a kid, and you go, and you're trying to spit it out because you chew on it because you're a kid, and you know.
Yep.
It's a disaster.
It is. It's just like this show. 9:30 on a Thursday morning. Let's see what Stocker has lined up for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet
Part 2? What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 is sponsored by Discover Lancaster. Discover more of Lancaster with Discover Lancaster's Farm Adventure Trail. Indulge in fresh farm-to-table dining. Explore historic farm attractions and befriend baby animals. Yes, baby animals. Yeah, for all you cat ladies out there. Just a 90-minute drive from Philadelphia. Visit discoverlancaster.com to plan your getaway. Discoverlancaster.com. Of course, I kid. I did that for you, Mary. I did that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen, everyone loves small animals, even you, Greg. They're cute and adorable and fuzzy, and I don't have to send them to college.
Mary, I am anti-cat. I am pro-dog.
Of course you are. You and I are just not vibing today at all. You better get your act together for tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Do we agree that at least today we can agree on the fact that today is Thursday?
Yes, my favorite day of the week. Yeah. It's like Christmas Eve because tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday Eve.
Friday Eve. All right. We talked about the decision that should be coming soon. That in fact, Josh Shapiro will be Kamala Harris's vice president. Are we all in agreement on that?
I think. I mean, if I was advising Kamala Harris, yes, I would say Josh Shapiro is the home run slam dunk. You shouldn't really even be considering Mark Kelly.
Disagree.
Okay. You disagree.
Well, that's par for the course.
I just think Josh Shapiro being her running mate is going to, if she's looking for the best running mate for her, he's not the best one for her.
You don't think that kind of unites and kind of closes that divide between
Michigan,
the pro-Hamas, pro-Israel divide?
Michigan.
Well, I'm glad you guys are arguing about this because that's the clip I'm going to play. I will say this one thing, though. I'm not talking about who's the best for her. I'm asking you both, do you think he's the vice president?
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do.
I don't.
Okay.
Wow. So she's going to come to Philly to make the announcement, and it's not going to be Josh Shapiro?
No, she's not making the announcement. That's not what it is. She's not making the announcement in Philadelphia. That's just the first stop on her tour. The announcement's supposedly coming out this weekend. So she's not making the announcement in Philadelphia. That's not what it said. It just said that's the beginning of her campaign run.
I disagree with that, but okay.
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 You and I have been, we've been on the same page for the entire show.
Yeah.
9:33, disagreeing.
I would love to spread the love around, Nick. Nick was feeling a little lonely, so.
I love you.
I would love for her to announce it over the weekend and make my big take on Monday super easy.
Can we stop with the announcing over the weekend stuff?
No, I'm cool. I'm good with that.
All the stuff happening over the weekend? No, it's just, you know.
What do you want to, like, on Tuesday or Wednesday?
I want it sometime between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Well, that'd be nice. Everything always breaks during dawn show. Anyway,
Monday through Friday.
Exactly. Yeah, I got to tell you guys, you're out too early for the breaking news. Sorry.
I know. It's all good. Nina Turner was on with Chris Cuomo last night, and she slammed the potential vice president pick of Josh Shapiro because he compared anti-Israel college protesters to the KKK. Mm. This has got 21, Phil, go.
The challenge with Shapiro with progressives is that he labeled peaceful college protesters. Mm. He compared them to KKK.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's wrong, Chris.
Mm. I know, to you.
Yes.
He would argue,
and others,
I am against the radical fringe of my party on the left.
KKK lynched.
I am a moderate.
Come on now, Chris. We now Cuomo's a moderate. Now, you might not like the college protesters, but comparing any college protesters to the mayhem and the destruction and the death that was caused by the KKK, really?
It's too much. People likening things to the KKK that are nowhere close, disgusting. That's I feel right. the same way about the Nazi and the Hitler.
I do,
stuff.
Too. Cheapens it's it. Wrong.
Yes. Mm.
So I'm assuming that lady there has never once called Trump Hitler, right? I'm just going to go on a limb and say she's never uttered those words. No, what these people that were protesting were completely misinformed, uneducated, Gen Z dopes. And I said this since October 7th in Mary, I think you and I have definitely talked about this in the past. What I was most mystified by, of all the uninformed people protesting, and again, you protest whatever the hell you want, but I'm going to comment on what you're actually standing up for. You can't be in the LGBTQ plus crowd and stand with Palestine knowing, or maybe not knowing, but you should know, that if you went over to the Middle East, they would cut your head off and throw you off of a building. Okay, just so you know, there's good and then there's evil. There's Hamas, who wants to eradicate Earth of Jewish people, and they want death to America. And then there's the other side that's trying to exist and live their life. And I get it, some of the non-Hamas Palestinians, they don't deserve to be punished and killed by bombs and stuff like that as well. But this is not really a gray area matter. You have good and you have evil, in my opinion.
To me, it's more simple than that.
Okay.
Hamas is a designated terrorist group in this country.
Yes.
When you are out and you are advocating for a designated terrorist group, does that not make you a terrorist?
Mm.
And by the way, if you actually do some research and do the polling on the Palestinians and if they support what Hamas did, 80% of them do.
Yeah, so it is the overwhelming majority. For sure.
Maybe it's not 80, but it's 73. It's a high percentage.
It is.
I believe Netanyahu called them useful idiots.
Yes.
And one more quick thing. That woman had on a beautiful pink suit. I have a very similar pink suit. Probably got a J. Crew, just saying. It's really nice. And so did she walk out of the house and go, you know what? I look really professional, so let me put on the most clownish glasses I could possibly find at the Walgreens on my way to the studio.
Mary, are my glasses clownish?
Yeah, they are.
I got them at CVS, by the way.
Let me see. Put them on.
CVS? Really?
No.
But even, listen, America's if you did more power to you. No, you need she had bling. Sales she pitch. Had yellow glitter on those things. Yeah. So.
Well, let me ask you about the substance of what she was saying. Do you agree that that Kamala Harris picking Josh Shapiro is not going to be a good thing for that group that was protesting the college kids that were protesting for.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay, not a good thing.
I still believe it's going to be him. You don't, Mary?
No, I don't. I don't know. I just think Mark Kelly was supposedly, if you believe reporting from the New York Post from alleged insiders, the plan was when they got Biden out and they threatened him with 25th Amendment that Harris was on board, et cetera, and so forth, that Obama's plan was to have, and Pelosi was in on it, and Hakeem Jeffries, they were going to have a mini primary because they didn't think Kamala would win a mini primary. This way they could get her out easily and legitimately, and they want to put Mark Kelly in. So they want Mark Kelly, I think, on that ticket somewhere. Because it didn't work because Joe Biden handed it to them and did the whole endorsement of Kamala Harris really quickly because he didn't like what was going on, and that was his way of taking control. And the Obamas and the Bidens hate each other anyway. So, yeah.
Ornery Hounds on Twitter says, Straw? Greg Stocker's a full-blown shaker.
He roared!
Thank you, Tim Scott.
I shake stuff up.
There you go.
Al Sharpton.
Oh, jeez.
The Rev.
What's he got today?
He was on MSNBC yesterday discussing what Trump said to the black journalist at the black journalist convention.
Yep.
I'm just going to let him say it because
I like to listen to this.
Sorry. The cut sheet is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Grifter's going to grift.
This is what the Rev said about Trump showing up at the Black Journalist Convention. Cut six, Phil, go.
You have to ask yourself, after seeing this performance for almost a half hour, is what did he do it for? He came to do what he did. He came to use them as a backboard to score with the MAGA crowd to say, I'm one of y'all. I will go to their own conference and do everything but call them the N-word. And I will try and act like their candidate, their hero, this strong black woman there.
So basically what he's saying is that he went there to do everything but call them the N-word.
So he really thinks that Trump went there to gain the points he already has with the MAGA crowd. At this point, Trump could literally stay in his basement and not lose one single vote from the MAGA crowd. What he has done, and I said this 2.5 hours ago, and this was not a reactionary move to Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris is new to the scene as the nominee being installed. I mean, Trump had the Bronx rally back in May, massive turnout. He's gone to Atlanta, Georgia. You saw him stop at the Harlem Bodega. And by the way, this is the first Republican to go to the Chicago convention for the NABJ in 20 years. He's trying to expand his base. He's gained with the Hispanic vote. He's gained with the black vote. And maybe he's not content with, let's just say he's at 20% black vote. Maybe he wants 25. Now, I don't think he's going to get 25.
No.
But he's obviously trying to reach other groups that most people said, ah, don't worry about it. It's not attainable. It is attainable, and we're playing clips almost on a daily basis where you're having people that have historically not voted Republican that are just voting Republican this time around because they know Kamala's fake and they had more money under Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm just impressed that Al Sharpton formed a sentence without, and he didn't say axe, which used to drive me crazy with him. He always used to say, when he was interviewing people, let me ax you a question.
He's like, oh. Yes.
He struggles against the teleprompter, too.
Are the best videos, by the way, ever. Best. Al Sharpton versus the teleprompter. They have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because there's just so much.
Yep.
So he actually, kudos to him. He actually knocked it out of the park, as far as I'm concerned.
So, prompter wars. Who do you got? Biden versus Al Sharpton.
Oh, Al Sharpton is the king. He's just mispronouncing words. It's
100%.
Unbelievable.
100%.
So, the Olympics, we were speaking about the Olympics. Do you know that they just made men punching women a thing?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what... I'm so glad we're talking about this.
Yeah.
This is insanity.
So, this is... Angela Carini, she was forced to compete in a boxing match against Imane Khalif at the Olympics.
A dude.
She quit 46 seconds in after getting punched in the face. Mm. Imane, in case you didn't know, is a guy. He failed the gender eligibility test at the 2023 World Championships. So this girl trained her whole life. Here, we have some of the video. This is cut 22.
It's so sad.
This is cut 22, Phil. Go. So you see them there, and right in the face. And she's like, yep.
All right, can we freeze it?
Yep.
Can we guess which one's the guy and which one's the girl? I'll say the guy is on the left in red, you know, just based on physical appearance.
Yep. There you go.
And she got hit and quit 46 seconds in. If I was her, I never would have stepped into the ring. Big believer in protecting female athletics and female rights. Title IX being obliterated by the Biden administration. It's a joke. Honestly, and I'm going to be critical of Trump here, I would hammer home that message more
often.
Yes. Why does he? I mean, if they are going to use Roe v. Wade and abortion against you, saying you're not pro-female, then you're counter. And by the way, they have a lot of standing with that because we know Republicans have lost every election since the summer of 2022, since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Well, you need to spin that back around and hit them in the face with Title IX.
100%. Look, we agree. I knew it was going to happen.
We come around. Yes.
100%. The video of her just kneeling in that ring, sobbing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because she trained her, to your point, Greg, she trained her whole life for this.
Yep.
And she did it for her father.
Yep.
And a man comes in and takes it away from her, and the left cheers that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I'm not saying it needs to be the crux of his campaign, because DeSantis made too much of his campaign about culture wars and identity politics, but it's got to be something that Trump weaves in more frequently down the stretch here.
100%. Yep. And it's a winning issue across the board. Yep. Anybody who's got a daughter who's into athletics, this is a winning issue.
I just can't believe this. It's a dude punching a woman.
Yeah, like, back in my day, we called that domestic abuse.
Yeah, it's what it should be.
Now it's inclusivity. Okay.
All right, guys, that's what I got.
There you go. That's all I got, too. I'm shot. I need a nap.
For God's sake.
I need to get my planner out, see if I've got anything lined up like Joe does.
You know, you might want to take a, you might want to put a moratorium on Nick making any kind of comments about beta males.
you're probably right. You're probably right. 9:45, we'll come back, put a bow on today's show. We'll see what Phil Omquist has lined up for today in music history, and then what's on tap 15 minutes from now. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
You know, you train your entire life for the Olympics, and you know, after 46 seconds, you're out because some dude is crazy.
Right.
Just very quickly, remember that volleyball player, that girl in high school who was hit in the face by that ball that was spiked by that trans guy?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you know that she has been left partially paralyzed because of that?
Wow. No, I did not know that.
Partially paralyzed with brain damage.
That's terrible.
And she's coming out and speaking about what's happening in the Olympics.
Preventable tragedy. No question.
Yeah.
But don't speak up about it. That makes you every phobia under the sun. No, it just makes you a common sense person that says dudes and women shouldn't be competing in sports and sharing bathrooms together. Yeah. All right, 9:51. Let's find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
Today, August 1st. We celebrate the birthdays of Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows, who's now 60. Dan Donegan from Disturbed, who's now 56. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, who's now 65. And a heavenly birthday shout-out to Tim Bachman of BTO. Singles include Witchy Woman by the Eagles in 72. The Twist by Chubby Checker in 60. And The Evil That Men Do by Iron Maiden in 88.
Yeah.
November 1st, they're here at the Wells Fargo Center. Albums include Rain Dogs by Tom Waits in 85, Steel Wheels by The Stones in 89, and Rock in a Hard Place by Aerosmith in 1982. Also in 2000, AC/DC began their Stiff Upper Lip tour. In 87, Bob Seger was atop the singles chart with Shakedown, actually his only number one. And in 2019, Rush played their very final concert. But lastly, on this day in 81, MTV actually launched, with the very first video being Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. In 87, on the same day, MTV Europe launched. And their first video was Money for Nothing by Dire Straits with, of course, the line, I want my MTV. For Kale Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
That's a good one out of Philip there.
That's a great job.
How about that, working in the little Buggles?
By the way, I'm just going to say this, too, that, you know, five people get, but I have to say it. Rock on the Hard Place is one of Aerosmith's most underrated albums. It's a great album. Thank you very much.
Well, there you go. And I would also say this, and only five people will get this. Video didn't kill the radio star. The brand managers did.
I'm joking. All right.
That was the first video played on MTV.
How about that? There you go.
12:01 on August 1st, 1981.
Boom.
Wow.
All right, Mary. Good stuff. Thank you very much. What do you say we do it again tomorrow, and we will disagree on everything? And, oh, by the way, it's not contrived. It was authentic, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, tomorrow I'm going to disagree with Greg, though, just to be fair.
Oh, no. That's
you
right.
know, it's a Friday. Let's all bully Greg, and we'll all team up together and just go off on the guy that is not apparently the straw. He's the whole shaker of the drink.
The shaker. I shake everything up. Hey, wait, can I do this real fast?
Who won Twitter?
It's more visual, but I don't care. Bruno the Tank Engine wins Twitter. He said it's visual, but it's the leaked footage of Kamala morphing, and it's the Michael Jackson black and white video.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
everybody knows what I'm talking about, where everybody morphs into different races.
That was great. That was fantastic.
Bruno the Tank Engine, you win Twitter.
I forgot about Bruno the Tank Engine. Yeah. He's been around for a long time.
Oh, has
the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
Do you get anything for winning Twitter?
No,
I'll try harder.
No, just bragging rights.
Just Greg's recognition and acknowledgement.
Right. And by the way, that's worth a lot.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it. Mary is back tomorrow with us. We've got Kathy Barnett in for Dawn coming up in just about 5 minutes.
See ya.
Everybody have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.